Blog Talk Radio.
How I do it, oh, ain't nothing to it. These gentle thoughts of you makes it all worth going through. You gave me a special kind of feeling, makes it so easy, and oh, so pleasing. Concentrate on you. To bring appreciation, and I want to thank you for all the love. The secret lies within our minds, the love we share, and the time that binds helps me concentrate on you. Concentrate on you. Concentrate on you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The secret lies within our minds, the love we share, and the time that binds help me concentrate on you. Ah, yeah, concentrate on you, yeah, concentrate on you.
Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on today's show, today's episode, if you'd like. Now, I don't know if I'm going to have time towards the end of the show for comments or questions or anything like that. If you do have a comment or a question, and I don't have time at the end before going through this information, then, you know, you can send me an email or some of you know my personal cell number. You can give me a text or whatever, and I'll see if I can get the answer for you, if I can. All right, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244, whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, or even IRS professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. I see there are more people joining the show right now, and thank you guys for tuning in. Welcome to the show. Now, well, today's weather, right now in the ATL, we're looking at a balmy 96 degrees. It said it was going to be a high of 95 today, but we're at 96 right now. And tomorrow, we're looking at some rain tomorrow and Friday, a high of 89 tomorrow and 95 on Friday. Looks like it's going to be a good hot weekend. No rain in store for the weekend, so you guys should have a great weekend. Today's word of the day is hermitage. Hermitage is a noun. H-E-R-M-I-T-A-G-E, hermitage. Hermitage is a noun, and the first meaning is the habitation of a hermit. So that's where the hermit lives, the habitation of a hermit. It's a hermitage, okay? It's also, the second definition is a secluded residence or private retreat. Okay, a secluded residence or private retreat. That's what I want. I want a hermitage, right? I want a secluded residence, or I want a private retreat, right? So, hermitage, that's a good word for your vocabulary, all right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Before I get into the topic, well, we're going to say this. Today's episode is titled, What is a Roth IRA? IRA, for you guys that don't know this, is an individual retirement account. Okay? So a Roth IRA, and should you be contributing to one for your retirement? Okay, so we're going to discuss the ins and outs of a Roth individual retirement account for your future as we continue to get older and don't think very much about money for the future. Okay, and so we're going to talk about that. But, someone asked me, Frank, are you going to say you're going to talk about the 401k as well? Talk about a 401k. If you're contributing to a 401k, I suggest that you continue to do that. Don't stop. This is something that you can do in addition to your 401k, or if you want to stop your 401k, then you can, I think you can, well, we'll find out here in a minute, you can roll your 401k money into a Roth. Okay? But if you do that, then you're going to have to pay some penalties for doing that, okay? So, this article that I've found from Fidelity.com, and Fidelity offers a Roth IRA, and so this is on Fidelity.com. So, you guys can go to Fidelity.com and find this information for yourself if you don't believe I'm telling you right, okay? And this is 9 compelling reasons to consider a Roth IRA. And again, I'm not telling you guys to stop your 401k or stop it and roll it over into anything else. No, I'm just giving you some information about a Roth IRA. If you want to do it or don't do it, that's not my deal. I just want to give you guys some information, okay? And so don't come back and say, Frank, you told me to take my money out of my 401k and put it into a Roth. No, I didn't. Okay? So, 9 compelling reasons to consider a Roth IRA. And this is the article that I'm reading from on Fidelity.com. It says, do you want to help lower your taxes and increase your retirement savings? Yes. A Roth IRA with its tax-free growth potential and tax-free withdrawals for you and your heirs is a way you may be able to do just that, as long as certain requirements are met. But those are just a few of the many benefits of a Roth IRA. We believe that most people should consider a Roth IRA, and that's either by contributing to one or converting to one. Besides tax-free withdrawals, a Roth IRA also offers flexibility. Doesn't require distributions when you reach a certain age and can benefit your heirs. Before we delve into 9 key reasons to consider a Roth IRA, here's an important note. Not everyone can contribute to a Roth IRA because of IRS imposed income limits. But even if your income is over the limits, you still may be able to have one by converting existing money in a traditional IRA or other retirement savings accounts. Okay? So, here's the first reason you should consider a Roth IRA. Number one is money may grow tax-free. Withdrawals tax-free too. You contribute money that has already been taxed after tax dollars to a Roth IRA. There's no tax deduction on the front end as there can be with a traditional IRA. Any growth or earnings from the investments in the account and money you take out in retirement is free from federal taxes, and usually state and local taxes too, with a few conditions. Withdrawals from Roth IRAs are federal income tax-free and penalty-free if a 5-year aging period has been met. If a withdrawal is made after a 5-year period, beginning with the first taxable year after a contribution to any Roth IRA was made, and the account owner is age 59 and a half or older, disabled, or deceased. Okay, I want to read that little part again because, okay, it says, if a withdrawal is made after a 5-year period, beginning with the first taxable year after a contribution to any Roth IRA was made, okay, so if you leave it in there for 5 years, okay, you can withdraw the money tax-free, penalty-free, okay, if a 5-year aging period has been met and the account owner is age 59 and a half or older, disabled, or deceased. So if you're 25, okay, and this is me talking, I'm not reading now, but this is me talking. So if you're 25 and you start your IRA this year, so at age 30, to that 5th year of having an IRA, contributing to it, after that 5th year, you can start withdrawing, you can withdraw money tax-free and penalty-free, okay? Or if you're age 59 and a half or older, okay? So if you're 59 and a half and you start your Roth today, okay, then next year you can draw money out tax-free and penalty-free, okay? Or if you get disabled, you can draw it out tax-free and penalty-free. Or after, if you die, then your heirs can draw it out tax-free, penalty-free. Okay? Now, there's also a $10,000 exception for first-time home buyers. Okay? Now, the second reason, there are no minimum required distributions. Roth IRAs do not have minimum required distributions, also called required minimum distributions, during the lifetime of the original owner. Traditional IRAs and generally 401k, 403b, and other employer-sponsored retirement savings plans, both Roth and traditional, do. If you don't need your distributions for essential expenses, okay, minimum required distributions may be a nuisance. They have to be calculated and withdrawn each year and may result in taxable income. If you miss taking one, there could be a big penalty as well, 50% of the MRD not taken, okay? Because a Roth IRA eliminates the need to take MRDs, it may also enable you to pass on more of your retirement savings to your heirs. Okay, that's big. Number three, leave tax-free money to your heirs. In many cases, a Roth IRA has legacy and estate planning benefits, but you need to consider carefully the pros and cons, which can be subtle and complex. Be sure to consult an attorney or estate planning expert before attempting to use Roth accounts as part of an estate plan. Okay, guys, now you need to have a pen and a piece of paper writing some of this stuff down, because this is excellent, okay? Now, for instance, if you're planning to leave your retirement savings to your heirs, consider how doing so may potentially affect their taxes. Okay, MRDs from inherited traditional IRAs generate taxable income for heirs, often during their peak earning years, which could unintentionally push them into a higher marginal tax bracket. While minimum required distributions are also required for inherited Roth IRAs, those distributions generally remain tax-free. On the other hand, if your heirs combine federal and state income tax rates to be lower than yours, depending on the situation, they may be better off inheriting a traditional IRA rather than a Roth IRA. This may sound, you know, counterintuitive, because the heir would not have to pay taxes on distributions from the Roth IRA, but you should consider the total tax costs, including income taxes paid by both parties, as well as any applicable estate taxes, not just income taxes paid by the heir. Okay? So, number four, the flexibility in retirement. You've already paid the taxes on the money in a Roth IRA. So as long as you follow the rules, you get to take out your money tax-free. Mixing draws between your traditional IRAs and 401ks or other qualified accounts and Roth IRAs may enable you to better manage your overall income tax liability in retirement. So that's, I'm going to throw something in here. That's exactly why I'm saying don't stop doing what you're doing. Which, if you have a 401k at work, continue to do that. Continue to contribute to that. Continue to make that work for you. But now I would also open up a Roth IRA and start contributing to that, because, like you said, mixing the two withdrawals together in retirement can help better manage help you better manage your overall income tax liability in retirement, because some people pay higher taxes or in the higher tax bracket in retirement than they are before they retire. And that sounds weird, but I believe that's a very true statement. And it says you could, for example, take withdrawals from a traditional IRA up to the top of a tax bracket and then take any money you need above that tax bracket from a Roth IRA. That's what I was saying. The opportunity for tax diversification is one reason we believe most investors should at least consider a Roth IRA as part of their overall retirement plan. Okay? Number five, help reduce or even avoid the Medicare surtax. A Roth IRA may potentially help limit your exposure to the Medicare surtax on net investment income. This is because qualified withdrawals from a Roth IRA don't count toward the modified adjusted gross income threshold that determines the surtax. Okay? Minimum retirement distributions from traditional accounts, such as a workplace retirement plan like a traditional 401k or a traditional IRA, are included in modified adjusted gross income and do count for the MAGI threshold for the surtax. So depending on your income in retirement, minimum required distributions could expose you to the Medicare surtax. Okay? Now, number six, hedge against future tax hikes. Federal tax rates rose in 2013. Will they rise further in the future? There's no way to know for certain, but the top tax rate remains far below its historical high. And if you think it might go up again, a Roth IRA may make sense. Number seven, use your contributions at any time. A Roth IRA enables you to take out 100% contributed at any time and for any reason with no taxes or penalties. Only earnings in the Roth IRA are subject to restrictions on withdrawals. Generally, withdrawals are considered to come from contributions first. Distributions from earnings, which can be taxable if the conditions are not met, begin only when all contributions have been withdrawn. Okay? Now, number eight. If you're older, you can continue to contribute as long as you work. As long as you have earned compensation, whether it's a regular paycheck or 1099 income for contract work, you can contribute to a Roth IRA, no matter how old you are. There is no age requirement for contributions, as there is for a traditional IRA, where you cannot contribute if you're older than age 70 and a half, even if you have earned income. That's big as well, guys. Number nine, if you're young, your income is likely to rise. The younger you are, the more chance there is that your income will be higher when you retire. For instance, if you're under age 30, it's likely that your income and spending during retirement will be significantly higher than it is now at the beginning of your career. And the greater the difference between your income now and your income in retirement, the more advantageous a Roth account can be. That was number nine. Now, it says if you earn too much to contribute, in order to contribute to a Roth IRA, you must have employment compensation and then their income limit. If your income is over the IRS limits, If your income is over the IRS limits, the only way you can take advantage of a Roth IRA's tax-free withdrawals is by converting money from an existing retirement account, such as a traditional IRA. Okay? Now, a caveat, although you may be tempted to pay for the cost of a Roth IRA conversion by using proceeds from the qualified account you're converting, doing so can reduce the potential benefits of conversion. This is doubly true if you're not yet age 59 and a half, because you have to pay a 10% withdrawal penalty in addition to regular income taxes. All right? Now, in conclusion, no matter what your age, because a Roth IRA may improve your tax picture, it makes sense to take the time to see whether you would benefit from one. Okay? So the key is to discuss your situation with a tax or financial advisor to help you fully assess your situation. So, guys, what I'm saying here, and excuse my phone from ringing, but what I'm saying here is that a Roth is very beneficial. I know you may not have gotten, you know, everything I said and put it in your box or whatever, but this is very beneficial. If I were you, I would definitely, if you have a 401k, keep it going. Again, don't stop there. But I would also look into a Roth and understand how it works and start to, if you can, contribute to a Roth account. Okay? And it, you know, to me, it's like a Roth is like a savings account that earns money. You may have $4,000, $5,000, $10,000 in a savings account right now, but it's earning zero. Okay? It's earning zero money. So you could take that same money that you have in your savings account. You may not want to put, you know, the total, you know, you can't put $10,000 in there, but you can put up to $5,500 in there if you're under age 50 or something like that. I have to look that up. But if you're under age 50, you can put up to $5,500 into a Roth per year. Okay? And if you're over 50, you can be $500. A year into a Roth. So I take $5,500 of that $10,000 in my savings account, put it in a Roth, and I call it a Roth savings account. The account that earns money. So your money will be working for you instead of just sitting there collecting dust. Right? And then when you're age 59 and a half, or whatever you want to do after 59 and a half, or after 5 years, whatever comes first, then, hey, you've got that money tax-free, all right? So I got about a minute left in the show, guys. Thank you for listening in, and I hope this helped. I hope this helped a lot of people. I hope this helped a few people. It also helped me. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Take care of yourselves. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. Good night. Hallelujah. Girl, sit you hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk.